guys. Back here on Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Continuing our discussion here on Zionism. From a 1972 Oval Office tape recording. Remember, I'm going through quotes here that show from high-ranking American officials through the years that there is this powerful influence going on in Washington at the hand of Zionists, often falsely labeled Jews, but nevertheless, that's what we're dealing with here. And it is sad, too, that so many misguided, malinformed people wind up becoming literally anti-Semitic, hating Jews, when in reality the problem here is not Jews. Again, guys, it's this political school of thought ideology called Zionism. Anyway, listen to this. From a 1972 Oval Office tape recording, it was a recorded meeting between President Nixon and Mr. Billy Graham, just released back in February of 2002, by the way. We find the following very interesting exchange. Graham says, the Jews' stranglehold on the media in this country has got to be broken, or we are going down the drain. Nixon responds, you believe that? Yes, sir, says Graham. Nixon replies by saying, oh boy, so do I. I can't ever say that, but I do believe it. Did you catch that? This is the President of the United States saying, I can't ever say that, but I do believe it. The President himself cannot criticize Israel or the, quote, Jews, i.e. the Zionists. Are you catching this, folks? Who is controlling who here? Is the tail wagging the dog? Obviously now. You might recall a similar statement made by Woodrow Wilson, that there was a power so subtle, so ominous, so pervasive, so overwhelming, blah, blah, blah. No one dare speak about it above their breath. Well, there you go. What do you think he was talking about? Who do you think controlled Mr. Wilson? Colonel Edward Mandel House. And who was he? He was the goer between the White House and the Wall Street cartellers, very close friend of J.P. Morgan, for example, of Schiff, Jacob Schiff, and also had very close ties with Rabbi Weiss, who stated back in 1910, before Wilson was president, before he even considered running for president. At that time, he was just an obscure university president at Princeton. And he stated that Woodrow Wilson was going to become president. How do you suppose he knew that? How do you suppose that Edward Mandel House was able to write his book, Philip Drew, before Wilson was in the White House, before he even ran, in which he described so-called fictitious characters? He later admitted, by the way, in an interview in 1925, House, that book was based on what he knew was going to become reality. These people aren't prophets, guys. They just happen to be part of the insiders club who planned these events in advance. In that book, he described how this character was going to go back and forth between Wall Street and the White House and direct the president to implement socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx. And two of the main planks, he said, would be implemented would be a central bank and a graduating income tax, both of which occurred, of course, were brought about under Wilson years later. It's unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to go to Dan in Houston. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Doug. Awesome show. I like to point out, you mentioned the Jews being the Nazis. I mean, the Jews letting the Nazis kill the Jews, supposedly. Well, the Jews in the New York Times newspaper had ever since the first started printing ink and paper. And in the 50s, the New York Times got jumped on by all the Jews in the world, saying they didn't inform the world about the fact that the Nazis were stomping on the Jews and slaughtering Jews.
They own all of our media, every last bit of it. Tell you what, we're going to go to break. Stick with us, Dan. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We've got Dan in Houston on the line. Yeah, go ahead, Dan, pick up where you left off.
What the extremely hilarious is, at the end of World War II, the Jews sued the New York Times because the New York Times wasn't telling the world what the Nazis were doing to the Jews. But they went to court and called off the lawsuit because they found out the Jews owned the New York Times. That was on the History Channel.
No kidding.
Yeah, they went to court and they cut it off because they didn't know that the Jews, I guess you might say the Zionists, the New York Times,
yeah.
And it saw the ranting and raving and what's left of the remnant of the Jews that escaped Hitler's Holocaust, who really were Jews, sued the New York Times, you know, looking for the CIA saving Werner von Braun, you know, the same gang of Jews that supposedly were the victims, which were victims in reality. And then they found out that their biggest enemies was themselves, because they were letting Hitler get away with it by keeping it from the American newspapers.
Well, see, this is the same game that has been played, you know, like I mentioned, in Russia, by the Bolsheviks and many other countries around the world, and the Zionists have hijacked media. They take control of both political parties, and they always want it reduced to just two. It's a lot easier to manipulate and control and run things. You know, you get too many parties, of course, and you can't control them all, and there's a higher chance that the people's interests might be served. So they get, you know, they make sure there's just a two-party system, quote-unquote, surely one party. And then they, of course, control both sides. And so what you have going on in this country is you've got people divided literally, I mean, you know, there's a lot of animosity and hatred going on between the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, the liberals and the conservatives. But at the top, what these people don't realize is that it's the same people pulling the strings. And so you have Bush, you know, who's deregulating. The liberals are very angry about that. And, you know, all these big corporations are able to pollute the environment. Well, yeah, that's reason to be angry. But what they're too blind to realize is they want to rally behind, you know, Hillary, who's going to, you know, hopefully bring back, in their estimation, bring back the regulations, bring back the control. But this is where they wanted you all along. They wanted, you know, these outrageous abuses to take place so that people would call for things like the UN to step in. You know, Hillary will probably beef up the UN even more. But, you know, ironically, all the while, they think Bush is so much against the UN, but he's the one who put us back on UNESCO.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think what you're saying is they're burning the can at both ends in the middle. In other words, they'll have the Republicans and Democrats fighting each other tooth and nail. It doesn't matter who wins because they're still going to have their goon in power like Clinton, right, and Reagan and Bush and third and everybody else is going to say, well, we're going to have the world government no matter what. We're not going to lose the world no matter what. Didn't you do good to vote? Unless you vote for a third party, in my opinion.
Well, here's a really good example of how this is working right now. You've got Gore pushing his global warming agenda. That's all you hear every time you turn the flipping TV on. Yet there are just as many scientists arguing against it who are just as credentialed and whose arguments are actually far more sensible. And, of course, this whole thing is a scam. Oh, yeah, there's some warming taking place, but they're orchestrating it with the little harp toys. But in any case, you know, where this is leading is more UN control because it's a global problem calling for a global solution.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's the same game, folks. It's world government no matter which way you slice it.
Exactly. And may I interject that what you're saying is exactly what the John Birch Society says. I mean, in my opinion, our big mistake is everybody's charging in different directions trying to win the same battle. And we're all going to just run in different directions. They want us to divide and conquer, more or less. But if we all, not the John Birch Society by any means perfect, by any means. In fact, I think it's been taken over by its traitors. It's having a revolution in its own
world. Yeah, there's some problems there.
Yeah, but we've got to get together. Overall, the John Birch Society, I think, is the only chance we've got because they're so damn big. I mean, there's people out there that are marvelous people. In fact, you make some really personal lifetime friends in the John Birch Society. Mm. And we can get to expose these jerks. Also, I am a Mormon. But the leaders of John Birch Society are Mormons. But I think they're just there for the part of the power grid. I mean, that's what the John Birch Society says, what you're saying. You got all these different people doing different things for their cause, and they're being used for the overall cause of those who they don't know about controlling them. I mean, you know,
any institution that's sizable, that poses a threat to them, they're going to infiltrate it and get control of it. That's all there is to it.
Said, who started the John Birch Society, you said exactly that. We'll be infiltrated. You got to watch out for these thugs. They're going to infiltrate you, which is what they've done.
That's all they ever do.
Exactly.
They're not going to leave any stone unturned. That's why I say people who rally behind any institution, you've already set yourself up for a fall.
Yes, sir. In fact, Dag Hammarskjöld, you know, the big fat Jewish guy that was the Speaker of the House for a while, he was on a Donahue show, and he was basically having like Alzheimer's or something. He could work. And he just, you know, being drugged around like a dog and being used for just, you know, has something to do, kill time. And when he was sitting at Donahue's show, and the people in the front row elected from his district and the state he's from, and they were not cussing, he was on a rock team, but they were furious. They were ranting, raving.
Right.
And so finally,
he said,
well, that's what we have to do as Jews, because we realize that Hitler started with like five guys in a room somewhere, and they got to control all the organizations, and that's what they do.
Right. I want to stress that it's important for Americans to be united, you know, in a common cause, but not to, you know, think that you've got to join some institution and, you know, institutions are infiltrated. They're controlled. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, can I throw out two websites? One in Houston. In Texas, there's a website called ImpeachMary.com to impeach a bastard, and I'm sorry, the thug in Austin. And ImpeachMary.com, it's getting some power. Because you don't close the border campaign to do so. I don't know whether you're from Texas or not. Another one is closetheborderNow.com. They're getting tens of thousands of petitions signed to close the border. You go there,
awesome.
And you sign it and you mail it. closetheborderNow.com.
Wonderful. Yeah, people are finally waking up to that and realizing what exactly is going on there. And, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, that they call this guy, or this guy calls himself a conservative. What is he conserving? He's trashed everything in his path. How can you be conservative with wide open borders, with record deficits, record national debt, you know, outrageous military involvement, lying us into a war, you know, trashing the Constitution? It just goes on and on and on and on. What is conservative about this guy? So much for bipartisanship.
That's like Reagan. Reagan campaigned to make less government, and he got elected, and he made the biggest government increase
right.
by 1,000-something percent. And,
right.
and Reagan, the great Republican hero, the great traitor, now, I'm believing that, and Republicans still think he's great. Same.
Bush said in 2000 in his campaign that he believed America should stick its nose out of foreign affairs and stay more at home and, you know, concentrate on issues here, and that that, you know, he didn't have any visions for any great military endeavors, you know.
Yeah, like,
he wasn't going to be a military president.
It's always bait and switch. But there's a pretty good movement going here in Texas to get rid of Perry and hang him high with a tight rope, I hope. Impeach Perry Dom, because he clearly campaigned to have a border fence, and now he's refusing to. So they're basically trying to sue him for a treason or whatever, you know, but at least impeach him.
Yeah, they're all little puppets that dance to Washington's tune. All right, Dan, thanks for your call, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Call anytime. All right, guys, I got to pick up pace here because it looks like I'm never going to get through this before the end of the show here. And because I want to, you know, pick up next Friday with the protocols if I can. So let me try to finish through this. There's a lot of important stuff here. I don't want to skip any of it. William Fulbright, U.S. Senator, another individual who has brought this point out about inordinate influence and control in Washington of Israeli forces, i.e. Zionist forces. Israel controls, he said, the United States Senate. We should be more concerned about the United States interests. But yet, here we are so concerned about Israel. Patrick Buchanan had this to say. The United States Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. He's absolutely right. The New York Times, August 31st, 2003, had this to say. The Jewish problem pops up in the strangest places. In the winter of 1991, at the height of the first Gulf War, Ian Baruma of the New York Times, a reporter, asked a right-wing Japanese politician who still wields considerable power in the ruling Liberal Democratic Party to explain the Japanese role in the Middle Eastern conflict. After clearing his throat with some perfunctory remarks about oil supplies and United States-Japan relations, he suddenly stopped mid-sentence, gave me a shrewd look, and said, "Look, we Japanese aren't stupid. We saw Henry Kissinger on TV. We know how America operates. We're perfectly well aware that this war is not about Kuwait." Very interesting. Too bad most Americans don't recognize that as well. He went on to say, "It's about Jewish interests. It's all about Israel." Earlier this year, Representative James Moran, a Democrat, said that, quote, "If it were not for the strong support of the Jewish community for this war with Iraq, we would not be doing this. Rarely can such a tiny country as Israel have been assumed to exercise so much influence in world affairs. The special relationship between Israel and the United States and the supposed dominance of Jewish interests in Washington is by now encrusted with so many layers of mythology and bad faith that it has become very difficult to discuss Israel's role in American politics critically and dispassionately. Yet not to talk about it invites only more conspiracy theories." Well, there's nothing theoretical about it, guys. The control is just astonishing. Looks like that article slipped past the New York Times editor somehow. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'm going to continue on reading some more revealing quotes. In case you have any doubt still remaining that Israel is really the one calling the shots in Washington, Admiral Thomas Moore made this statement: "I've never seen a president, I don't care who he is, stand up to them, Zionist Jews. It just boggles the mind. They always get what they want. The Israelis know what is going on all the time. If the American people understood what a grip those people have got on our government, they would rise up in arms. Our citizens certainly don't have any idea what goes on." Well, they're making it very difficult for people to rise up in arms, aren't they? They're taking your guns away, folks. You can't get more stupid, more gullible than to think you can trust your government to hand your weapons over, especially when they've already been demonstrating themselves to be lusting for absolute and total tyrannical power, tasering senior citizens, women for that matter. Oh yeah, I'm going to hand my weapons over to these people, all right. Anyway, U.S. Brigadier General James David, well, there's a Jewish sounding name, I bet he's Jewish himself, had this to say: "Is there any criminal act that Israel can do without being protected from criticism from the United States? If there is, I haven't seen it. And I haven't seen it from the Bush administration or from the Clinton administration or from any administration before them." But when you consider the influence of Israel's lobby and its political action committees and the more than $41 million they've given to Congress and the White House, is it any wonder Israel is shielded from any shame? For more than 54 years, the Israelis have committed acts that no other nation would dare get away with. But even here in America, where it is not yet illegal to publicly ask the wrong questions, any public figure that does so is subjected to smears, intimidation, and the attempted destruction of his career and reputation by Jewish organizations and by the very cooperative news media, which they own, of course. Can there be any doubt, guys, what's going on here? On October 3rd, 2001, IAP, which is the Islamic Association for Palestine news service, reported that, according to Israeli radio, Kol Yisrael, Ariel Sharon said, quote, "Don't worry about American pressure. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it." Speaking of IPAC, the November 5th, 1992 Chicago Tribune had this to say: "The president of the powerful pro-Israeli lobby has resigned after being secretly taped boasting about his influence with President-elect Bill Clinton and President Bush's chief of staff, James A. Baker III. David Steiner, president of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, or IPAC, was recorded as saying he was, quote, negotiating with Clinton over his choice for Secretary of State and had already cut a deal with Baker to get additional aid for Israel." Well, of course, guys, that's what they are there for. Of course, that's not such a scandal anymore. That's all they ever do, and they do it right out in the open. You won't see the head of IPAC getting fired today over things like that. The 2003 war waged on Iraq serves as a good example of just how true the above quotes are. Haaretz, April 5th, 2003, had this to say: "The war in Iraq was conceived by 25 neoconservative intellectuals, most of them Jewish or Zionists, who are pushing President Bush to change the course of history." Wall Street Journal, March 14th, 2003. "The U.S. is soon likely to go to war in Iraq in no small part because of the arguments of thinkers who have graced the pages of Commentary Magazine," the official publication of the American Jewish Committee, "over the years," end quote. On August 17, 2002, The Guardian reported that, quote, "Israel signed its decisions yesterday to put public pressure on President George Bush to go ahead with a military attack on Iraq. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a congressional committee on September 12, 2002, quote, "I speak for the overwhelming majority of Israelis in supporting a preemptive strike against Saddam's regime." You imagine this? It's unbelievable. "I speak on behalf of most Israelis. Who cares what the American people think or want? Most Israelis want you to go to war for us, Congress." Unbelievable, guys. Right in your face. What if the head of Iran went before Congress and said something like that? How do you think that would fly? But the head of another foreign country called Israel can do that, and that's a-okay. Washington Post, December 26, 2002. "In private conversation with Senator Chuck Hagel and many other members of Congress, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon leaves no doubt that the greatest U.S. assistance to Israel would be to overthrow Saddam Hussein's Iraq regime." There you have it. Another break, guys. Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I got a couple more quotes along that line, then I'll go off onto some other aspects of this Zionist curse that we have in this country. The Interpress Service reported on March 29th, 2004, that, quote, Iraq under Saddam Hussein did not pose a threat to the United States. Well, no kidding. But it did to Israel, which is one reason why Washington invaded the Arab country in the first place, according to a speech made by a member of a top-level White House intelligence group. IPS uncovered, the Interpress Service, uncovered the remarks made by Philip Zelikow. Isn't that interesting? A strange source to find out truthful information, wouldn't you say? That little weasel. Philip Zelikow, who is now the executive director of the body set up to investigate the terrorist attacks on the United States in September 2001. Yeah, whatever you want to call that. The 9/11 Commission, in which he suggests a prime motive for the invasion just over 1 year ago was to eliminate a threat to Israel, a staunch U.S. ally in the Middle East. Guys, you know, again, this is propaganda. This is just a decoy, a ploy. It's to make Zelikow look feasible, incredible, so the 9/11 Commission would be more believable. But in any case, here we go. And notice, he didn't mention the dancing Israelis and the role they played in the 9/11 attacks. You do understand that this guy, according to his own admission, specialized in fact, his area of study in college was how to formulate public opinion such that after an event has passed, the formulated opinion would remain in place for generations to come, i.e., propaganda. He's the Goebbels of the Bush administration. Anyway, the article continues. Zelikow made his statements before the unstated threat during his tenure on a highly knowledgeable and well-connected body known as the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, which reports directly to the president. In other words, this man was in a very informed position in foreign intelligence matters. So it is true when he says that, you know, maybe they're boasting about it. Maybe they're proud of it. Maybe, you know, they wanted him to come out with this because they want it to be in your face. They've got so much control now, they figure they can't be stopped, so we might as well let people know who's really calling the shots. Ha-ha, you can't stop us kind of thing. Representative Tom Lantos assured an Israeli parliament member in September of 2002 that after the U.S. removed Saddam from power, quote, "We will install a pro-Western dictator who will be good for us and for you." That was in Haaretz, September 30th, 2002. Did you catch that? This Israeli official said that we'll install a Western dictator after we remove Saddam who will be good for us, meaning Israel, and you, meaning the United States. That's what they always do, isn't it? Every time we get involved in foreign affairs, you know, in a foreign country, militarily or with through the CIA's involvement, whatever, we overthrow usually a legitimately elected leader who the populace is happy with, and we install a Washington, or should I say, Tel Aviv-friendly dictator. Disgusting. Anyway, the push into Iran and Syria, guys, currently going on in Washington, has been influenced entirely by Israel. Forward, which is an American Zionist paper, April 4th, 2003 edition, had this to say: openly pleased with the Bush administration's recent warnings to Syria not to aid Iraq, Israel and its supporters here have begun ratcheting up their accusations against its radical neighbor in apparent hopes of widening the rift between Damascus and Washington. Did you catch that? Ratcheting up their accusations, in other words, lies and propaganda, against its radical neighbor in apparent hopes of winning, of widening the rift between Damascus and Washington. They want another war. Wow, this is Christmas morning. We're getting all we wanted on our wish list. We went and, you know, we got the United States going to Iraq for us. Now, hey, let's not stop there. We got a good thing going. Let's keep going with it. Let's get them to go into Iran for us, too. Who cares how many billions of dollars and how many tens or hundreds of thousands of American lives it's going to cost? As always, that's no concern to us as long as our interests are being served. And boy, they sure are, aren't they? Haaretz, in case you think I'm only quoting from anti-Semitic sources. Haaretz, February 19, 2003, had this to say. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said yesterday that Iran, Libya, and Syria should be stripped of weapons of mass destruction after Iraq. Yeah, like Iraq had any and like they do too, right? These are impossible states which must be eliminated, must be disarmed of weapons of mass destruction, and a successful American move in Iraq as a model will make that easier to achieve. Well, sorry, Mr. Sharon, but it's been a complete disaster over there, hasn't it? Sharon said to a visiting delegation of American congressmen. Let us take, guys, a second look at a Menachem Begin quote we cited yesterday. He said, "You shall have no pity on them until we shall have destroyed their so-called Arab culture, on the ruins of which we shall build our own civilization." And that's exactly what they've been doing, isn't it? But who's been doing it primarily? Who's the we? It's we, the United States. He meant we, the Israelis, But the Israelis have accomplished this primarily through we, the people, over here in the United States, with our tax dollars and our soldiers' lives, dying every day, constantly on a daily basis, not for our national security, has nothing to do with anything that serves our country's interests, guys. It's all for Israel. And, of course, a little oil to boot along the way. These words sound very much like those of Norman Potteritz, editor emeritus of Commentary, a Zionist publication, who urged that the United States should have, quote, the will to fight World War IV, World War III, of course, being the Cold War, the war against militant Islam to a successful conclusion, and then have the stomach to impose a new political culture on the defeated parties. Did you catch that? Menachem Begin said, we will destroy their so-called Arab culture. And now here's this scoundrel saying that the United States should do this. To have the stomach enough to impose a new political culture on the defeated parties, the Arab states. A new political culture. You see, here we go. This is the fulfillment of Menachem Begin's dream to destroy Arab culture and impose a new culture on them. And to use the United States to do it. Similarly, on April 5th, 2003, Haaretz reported that William Kristol, the Weekly Standard editor who helped to persuade the Bush administration to attack Iraq, believes of the Iraq war that, quote, at a deeper level, it is a greater war for the shaping of a new Middle East. It is a war that is intended to change the political culture of the entire region. Once again, there's that word culture. They want to destroy Arab culture. And again, they're using us to do it. The tail wagging the dog. Oh, and if I hear that scoundrel John Hagee one more time. God cannot bless this nation if we don't support Israel. Disgusting lying pig. Are you starting to see how evil these scumbags from the pits of hell actually are? Zionist influence, guys, in the U.S. government began very early on. Rabbi Stephen Wise, a man I mentioned earlier who had a great influence on the Woodrow Wilson administration, who, of course, was a rabid Zionist and a personal friend of Woodrow Wilson, in his book, Challenging Years, had this to say. In Woodrow Wilson, we had and would always have understanding sympathy for the Zionist program and purpose. Throughout, it must be added, we received warm and heartening help from Colonel House, close friend of the president, and his unofficial Secretary of State. House not only made our cause the object of his very special concern, but served as liaison officer between the Wilson administration and the Zionist movement. Now, can there be any doubt who Woodrow Wilson was referring to when he said there's a power in Washington so pervasive, so overwhelming, so subtle, that no one dare speak above its breath when speaking in condemnation of it? Why do you think, I just read from Nixon. Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that too, that they're exerting a powerful influence in our media and that it's dangerous for this country. But I can't say that. You know, maybe Nixon was right. I am not a crook. He was probably forced into a position. I'm not exonerating the guy like he was an angel, but I'll tell you, he had a little bit of scruples. He certainly didn't like the Zionist control in this country, but he knew he couldn't talk about it. Who's controlling Washington, guys? And is it anti-Semitic to expose this scam? Anybody want to dare call me? I dare you. Because I know anybody who would do that would be a Zionist pig themselves. Come on, Zionist, call me. Try to prove me wrong. I'm quoting from your own publications, your own Israeli newspapers, exposing this cabal, this scandalous fraud that has hijacked our political system and has been using our money, our hard-earned dollars, and our soldiers' lives to advance their sleazy world-controlling agenda. Incidentally, Rabbi Wise was also a close personal friend of FDR and was instrumental in launching his political career. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, I gave some quotes talking about how his New Deal, or Jew Deal, as it has been sometimes labeled, came about through Zionist influence and control. Go get the book, guys, FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law by Curtis B. Dahl, D-A-L-L. It's now out of print, but you can still get it from Amazon, where I got my copy. Very, very, very interesting reading. He said how his father-in-law's policies weren't his own. They were dictated by the Council on Foreign Relations. And who created that but the Zionist cabal in 1921? Here's what he had to say, Rabbi Wise, about FDR in his the same book, Challenging Years. In 1928, I had full opportunity to support Franklin D. Roosevelt for governor of New York and did so wholeheartedly. I felt, because of his able leadership of the state, that he should be reelected in 1930. By then, he had also begun to loom large as the Democratic candidate for the presidency in 1932. So we can see what's going on here, guys, behind the scenes, who's really pulling the strings. The Zionist-controlled state of Israel, in spite of its supposed official position as a close ally of the United States, has proven itself to be a sworn enemy of this country. On numerous occasions, it has launched attacks against U.S. targets for various political reasons and has always gotten away with such acts of betrayal. Again, because the power hold that it has over Washington makes it impossible for anyone to do anything about it. You remember yesterday I quoted multiple sources talking about this. I quoted from a U.S. Army report. Remember that? Where they stated that the Mossad is very crafty and cunning and capable of targeting U.S. forces with attacks and blaming it on Arabs, making it look like Arabs were behind it. It's an official Army report admitting that, guys. You know, we look at things like the Levant Affair. In 1954, Israel's Secret Service set up a spy ring in Egypt for the purpose of blowing up U.S. and British targets. These terrorist attacks were to be blamed on the regime of Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser in the hope of alienating the U.S. and Britain from Egypt and Nasser. And, of course, ultimately to get them to go to war for them. That's what the USS Liberty was all about. The spies were caught, however, resulting in a scandal that eventually led to the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion. A resulting wave of persecution forced the immigration of tens of thousands of Jews from Egypt. But, of course, absolutely no action was ever taken against Israel by U.S. or British officials for this fiasco. Let's talk for a minute about the USS Liberty, the naval intelligence ship, 13 miles off the coast of the Sinai Peninsula. Back in fact, it was June 8th of 1967, Israeli air and naval forces attacked this ship without warning and without cause. For at least a half hour, this boat was fired upon from air and from torpedo, from the sea. All the while, a U.S. flag was waving high on this ship right out in the open. There can be no question, guys, that this was known by the Israelis, and it was not an accident. They knew it was not an enemy vessel. We have had many of the pilots who did these bombings come forward in ensuing years and stated that they radioed back and said, you know, we know that, look, this is not an enemy ship. This is a U.S. ship. The word came back. You have your orders. Carry them out. you know, even the History Channel has done a good job with this, done several documentaries exposing the lie of this whole thing and how Washington knew, still knows, nothing has ever been done about it. They're still called our greatest ally in the Middle East. Yeah, apparently greatest ally of all, because they get the most support and have the most influence in Washington. Nobody ever does anything. They're caught spying on us over and over again. Nothing happens to them. They're caught dancing across the bay as the towers are burning on 9/11, as I mentioned yesterday. Again, nothing happens. Instead, they send them home with U.S. tax dollars. They paid to fly them home. Following the USS Liberty attack, President Johnson made no official statements concerning this event. However, Secretary of State Dean Rusk sent a diplomatic note to the Israeli ambassador to the United States on June 10th, which read in part, "At the time of the attack, the USS Liberty was flying the American flag, and its identification was clearly indicated in large white letters and numerals on its hull. It was broad daylight, and the weather conditions were excellent." I'll finish that quote when we get back, folks. Stick with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here. I'm just going to go over a couple. Well, actually, I'm just going to finish that quote I was reading from Dean Rusk. I guess that's all we'll have the time for. I'm going to have to finish this next week. It won't take a whole show. I'll probably do it in another half hour. And then I want to launch into discussion of the protocols, guys. So next Friday I'm planning on doing that. You don't want to miss it. Very, very important stuff. In fact, the discussion of the protocols is going to be more important than anything I talked about yesterday or today. But let me finish this quote. Rusk said, "Experience demonstrates that both the flag and the identification number of the vessel were readily visible from the air. At 1450 hours local time on June 8th, 1967, two Israeli aircraft circled the USS Liberty three times with the evident purpose of identifying the vessel. Accordingly, there is every reason to believe that the USS Liberty was identified, or at least her nationality determined by Israeli aircraft approximately 1 hour before the attack began. In these circumstances, the later military attack by Israeli aircraft on the USS Liberty is quite literally incomprehensible. As a minimum, the attack must be considered as an act of military recklessness, reflecting wanton disregard for human life." Way to go, Mr. Rusk. "The subsequent attack by Israeli torpedo boats, substantially after the vessel was or should have been identified by Israeli military forces, manifests the same reckless disregard for human life. The silhouette and conduct of the USS Liberty readily distinguished it from any vessel that could have been considered as hostile. The USS Liberty was peacefully engaged, posed no threat whatsoever to the torpedo boats, and obviously carried no armament affording it a combat capability. It could and should have been scrutinized visually at close range before torpedoes were fired." Hey, guys, there's no question here. To this day, they're still saying it was an accident, blah, 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 blah. It was no such thing of the kind. The Israelis tried to justify this outrage, again, by claiming that it was an accident. But, guys, when Secretary Rusk later published his memoirs in 1999, he agreed that this excuse was preposterous. He said, "I was never satisfied with the Israeli explanation. Their sustained attack to disable and sink the Liberty precluded an assault by accident or some trigger-happy local commander." In other words, it was done deliberately. "Through diplomatic channels, we refused to accept their explanations. I didn't believe them then, and I don't believe them to this day. The attack was outrageous. It was an act of war. It should have been treated as such. We should have gone to war with Israel, and there never should have been any diplomatic ties, not to mention, lobbyist groups funneling huge sums of money into our politicians' pockets, guys. The fact that they have allowed this proves not only that Israel is our enemy, but our congressmen are, for the most part, our enemies as well. Anyone who accepts money from IPAC or any other Israeli lobbyist group is the sworn enemy of the United States. Those who took part in this, who continue to take part in the cover-up and all other spy scandals and everything else that's been going on, are traitors to this country and need to be treated accordingly. Use your imagination, or better yet, read what the Constitution says in the Declaration of Independence about traitors and how they're due to be treated. That'll tell you something right there. All right, guys. It's not pleasant news, I know, but it's something we need to wake up to. This is a very serious and dangerous threat. And so is Mr. Hagee and all those other phony Christian Zionist hucksters. Have a great weekend, guys. Got some good guests next week. And next Friday, I'll pick up with it. I'll finish this, and we'll get on to talking about the protocols. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. See you Monday.
With recent internet.